Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it is obvious, it is clear, the root's in the house. And it is clear that I have to provide the real information, not the misinformation. America is hanging by a thread. I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know how we survive till November. I certainly don't know how we survive till 2024. Republicans are delusional. They're like all giddy that we might win in November and take back the House and take back the Senate. It doesn't matter. The speed at which Democrats are destroying the country has never been seen in the history of America or maybe the world. This is like the Nazi blitzkrieg. Biden is the Nazi blitzkrieg. There's a headline for you. That's what this is like. Do you remember the blitzkrieg? Most people don't even know what that is, probably. Nazi panzer divisions of tanks and troops took over Europe at a lightning speed no one had ever seen. And in retrospect, nowadays we know why, because they gave them all speed. The German army handed out speed, meth, to all of the soldiers, and they did everything at hyper speed. Eventually, they may have collapsed and died. Eventually, they may have had nervous breakdowns. Eventually, their arms and legs may have fallen off, and their heads may have exploded, or Allied troops killed them when they had nothing left and they fell on the ground. But it didn't matter. He gave them meth so at the moment they could just run over France, run over Belgium, run over the Netherlands at a speed the likes of which no one had ever seen. That's why it was called the Nazi Blitzkrieg. This is the Biden Blitzkrieg. No one has ever seen anyone take down the strongest nation in world history at a speed like this. If you don't believe me, here are just a few of the headlines. Wholesale inflation climbs 11% in April, right at a 40-year high. More than anybody had expected. National gas price average hits another record high today. And then we've got Babygate. Biden's Babygate. This has got to be the biggest scandal in the history of the American presidency. Is he trying to murder the babies? It's not just that Biden actually shut down the largest producer of baby formula in the U.S. and he knew the crisis was coming and he told no one and did nothing about it. It's that he's taken all the baby formula and he shipped it to the border facilities so illegal alien babies get fed while American babies get hungry. They're shipping pallets of baby formula that should be being shipped to stores all over the United States to save the babies. And instead, they're shipping them to the border to illegal aliens. I don't know what to say anymore. Biden gang shuts down largest producer of baby formula in the U.S. Psaki, Jen Psaki, the spokesman of the White House, grilled on baby formula shortage as Biden regime prioritizes illegal aliens over Americans. Again, I call it Babygate. Maybe it should be called Baby Deathgate. Food inflation in the U.S. breaks 42-year record, and there is no end in sight. The consumer price index rose by 8.3% April. Everything from meat to dairy to baby products and beyond is now up 10.8% on average at grocery stores, and the situation is likely to get much worse in the coming weeks and months. Here are the numbers. Ground beef up 15%, steak up about 12%, bacon up 18%. I'm rounding up. Pork chops up 14%, chicken up 16%, fresh fish up 13%, fresh whole milk up 16%, coffee up 14%, fresh fruit up 8%, lettuce up 13%, salad dressing up 13%, soup up 13%, baby food up 13%, breakfast cereal up 12%, bread up 9%, biscuits and muffins up 10%, lunch meat up 14%. And yet, since last April, the real average hourly earnings of the average American worker decreased by 2.6%. And if you're eating out, it's no better. Fast food prices up about 7%. Full-service restaurant prices are up 87%. No mistake, it's not 8.7. Full-service restaurant prices up 87%. Vending machine prices up 7.1%. And inflation is still rising. It's going up even further. This is a disaster. The media, in the meantime, is mentally preparing the American public for mass fuel shortages and rolling blackouts. And how about this? At the same time, Biden's destroying the babies, destroying the mothers, destroying anyone who shops at a grocery store, anybody who puts gas in their tank. He's opening the borders. He's letting the entire world in. At the same time, we're broke. He's giving away $40 billion to Ukraine at the same time as we're broke. And the U.S. military, he's destroying it. He's decimating it. First, Biden destroyed the U.S. military by giving them all vaccine mandates. No choice. They had to get a vaccine. And how many soldiers are sick? And how many soldiers are dying? And then he destroyed it with Ukraine. Forget about the fact that if you add in the $40 billion they're about to give him and add it to what they've already given him, they're going to give Ukraine $70 billion. They've given them all of our military equipment, U.S. military running low on sophisticated Javelin anti-tank missiles after shipping thousands of them to Ukraine. Do you understand? They must know they're in bed with China and Russia. The Biden administration is owned by China. George Soros, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, these are the people that own the United States of America, own the White House. They know that China is going to attack. They know we're going to be in war against China and Russia. And they're trying to decimate our military. They've hurt them and killed them with the vaccine mandates. And they're giving away all of our... Can you imagine? Not only have they given away all of our Javelin missiles to Ukraine and we're running short to defend ourselves, but think what they did in Afghanistan. They gave away $85 billion worth of American equipment and turned a bunch of ragtag... I don't even want to use the word on national radio, a bunch of ragtag losers in the desert into, I think it's the 20th biggest army in the world. That's what he left behind, Biden. And while this is all going on, the WHO pandemic treaty will take away any government oversight in the United States, in Europe, I don't care where in the world, in Australia, New Zealand, in the event of another pandemic. Who says it? A German member of parliament. But I knew it. I've talked about it on this show. A German member of European Parliament warned EU citizens will no longer have any political influence over who they entrust with the administration of their fundamental rights as the World Health Organization amended a treaty with member states. And this happened, this treaty that they're voting on, I think in June, about a month from now, they're also going to have rights over all of us in the United States. Do you understand that? The WHO is trying to illegitimately seize government power through the creation of an intergovernmental negotiating body, which is made up of non-democratically elected members. This means the WHO will have power over its member states in the event of a pandemic and will not need the involvement or consultation with national governments or national parliaments. This is a disaster. The WHO announced in the press release December 21st, 2021, meaning last December 21, that the World Health Assembly agreed to kickstart a global process to establish an intergovernmental negotiating body to draft and negotiate a WHO convention, agreement, or other international instruments regarding pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Do you understand? I've said from day one, COVID is not a scam per se. It's real. Of course, it was created in a military biowarfare lab by China and then let out to destroy the United States, sent purposely our way. I've called this rat for 2 years now. Sent purposely our way by China and the Chinese Communist Party to destroy Trump, to destroy Trump's reelection, to destroy jobs, millions of jobs, to destroy the American economy, to send us into Great Depression. and to defeat the great United States of America. And sure enough, I was at a COVID summit in Las Vegas a few weeks back. If you didn't hear me talk about this, there was a gal at that summit who's a Chinese scientist, an MD, and she said without any question, China released COVID on purpose. So COVID is real. It's a germ grown in a biowarfare lab. It was sent to destroy the United States and level the playing field so China would win over the United States economically and militarily. But that's not the point. COVID is real. It is an enemy attack on the United States. But there's more to it. See, COVID isn't the death rate. COVID had such a low death rate. The reality is almost none of the people that died should have died. They all died because the government of the United States and the CDC and the AMA and the FDA all conspired to make you die. A simple flu that could have been defeated with therapeutics and vitamins, they wouldn't allow you to take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They slandered them. They destroyed them. They stopped pharmacies and doctors from issuing them. They threatened doctors' licenses. They threatened pharmacies. And they made sure you couldn't get your hands on it. It would have made your life so easy. I got COVID, and in 48 hours, I beat COVID easily. It was a little minor cold because I took ivermectin and intravenous vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc and quercetin, all of it. All of it defeats COVID, study after study shows. But the point is, COVID opened the door to this, where the WHO and the United Nations are going to use the next pandemic, and they're already announcing it's coming this summer and this fall, and they're going to use it to take over the United States, and it won't be a choice anymore to vaccinate or not vaccinate. The WHO and the UN will have total ownership of the United States health plan, and they will force us all to vaccinate. Folks, civil war is coming to the United States. Revolution, civil war, I don't care what you call it. There's no choice. You better fight or we're done. We're finished. It's scary. And that $40 million we're giving away and more funding to Ukraine, that's just more money going to the enemies of America. That money's being divvied up by the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the Clinton crime family, and the Kerry crime family, and the entire Democrat Party to destroy our country and to win re-election.
Wendy Bell here for my friends.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. DealsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave, ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. DealsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to DealsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to DealsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. DealsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On fire. A couple of social media posts I put out today. Am I the only one who understands Ukraine is the money laundering capital of the globe and the site of Hunter Biden's big scams and theft of U.S. taxpayer money? And now we're sending them another $40 billion on top of the $15 billion, on top of $5 billion more. That's about $60 billion. I think now it's really $70 billion to divide up among Biden crime family, Obama crime family, Clinton crime family, Kerry crime family, and every other dirty Democrat, dirtbag, and scumbag, and rhino thieves like Mitt Romney. And what's left goes to Zelensky and his neo-Nazi buddies in Ukraine. Are we insane? The people of Ukraine will not see $6.50. This goes straight to offshore accounts and eventually campaigns to re-elect Democrats. Hashtag insanity. Hashtag highway robbery. Hashtag fraud. Hashtag greedy pigs. Hashtag pure theft. Hashtag pure corruption. Hashtag audacity. Here's another post I put out today. Have you seen the horrible economic news today? Joe Biden is a suicide bomber. This is like the Nazi blitzkrieg, the utter lightning fast destruction of the U.S. economy. No one has ever seen destruction this widespread, this fast. And I'll give you more examples in just a moment. First, let me mention Energized Health, the sponsor of this segment of the show, because if we're going to fight back, and if this is going to be a war, then we've got to be healthy. We've got to be the strongest of body, mind, and spirit we can possibly be. I've got to make every Republican in America healthy. I feel like Schindler in Schindler's List. He wanted to save every last Jew. I want to save every last conservative. I want everybody to be thin. I can't leave one fat conservative behind. I need you thin. I can't leave one conservative behind with diabetes. I've got to get you healthy. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat. I was never fat one day in my life. Didn't know I had any fat. I lost 25 pounds in only 88 days and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Now, 18 months later, I feel incredible. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life-changing game changers. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them WAR sent you, 40% off discount. More examples of the insanity. Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter says the inflation under Biden reinforces the need for abortion because of food expenses. Food's expensive. You got to murder your babies. My God. My God. Politico reports Porter is a single mother of three struggling to get by on her $174,000 annual salary for House members. Unbelievable. In her congressional finance report, poor Porter, she valued her assets between $1.2 million and $2.8 million. Here's what she said. I don't think abortion and inflation compare. I think they actually reinforce each other. It could become more expensive to feed your kids and to fuel your car is exactly why people need to be in charge of how many mouths they're going to have to feed. The fact that we're seeing this jump in expenses, pay more at the grocery store, pay more at the pump, pay more for housing is a reason people are saying, I need to be able to make my own decision. Do you understand what she's saying? Murder your babies. Headline, inflation gave most Americans a 2.6% wage cut in April. The typical U.S. worker is worse off today than they were a year ago due to massive Biden inflation. And here is the news story of the day, or the two news stories of the day. Biden administration, in the face of record high gas prices in the history of America, cancels new oil leases. He canceled three pending oil and gas drilling leases in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico this week as gas prices hit record highs. He's taken fire for blocking new leases and pipelines as energy costs have surged, and then he blames it all on Russia. My God. Dan Crenshaw, who I don't even like, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican for R for Rhino, says it's day 477 of the Biden administration. We have record gas prices, and they still have not leased 1 acre of land to drill oil. And then the story of the day, illegal migrants, first to get pallets of hard-to-find baby formula. I call it baby gate, baby death gate. They're giving the baby formula to illegal aliens to give to their children, the millions invading our border in the coming years. They want them to be healthy and chubby and have nice, firm cheeks. Make sure the illegal aliens' babies are American citizens for life with birthright citizenship and give them all the baby formula they want to keep them healthy because they're all going to vote Democrat when they grow up. But the American babies, they might grow up to be Republicans. We got to kill them. We got to starve them. We got to make them sick. These are sick people. These are evil people. The Democrat Party is run by the devil. Time to admit it. Lucifer's in charge of these sickos. I'll be right back. Wade Allyn.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
war is in the house. The root's on fire. And the country at this point is a dumpster fire under Joe Biden. Very scary what's happening to America. We've got a great guest, Bill O'Reilly, one of my heroes, iconic anchor of the O'Reilly Factor, number one rated American TV for 16 years in a row. Now he hosts No Spin News weeknights on thefirsttv.com, best-selling author of 16 number one ranked books, and that's number one on the New York Times bestseller list, where they don't like to admit conservatives could possibly be ranked number one. His new book is Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, and you've got another number one on your hands after 1 week, number one in the New York Times. Bill O'Reilly, congratulations.
Thank you, Wayne. We are very happy to see that last night. We'll debut on the New York Times list at number one. That's 18 number one for me, and I'm very thankful to support me. And I did a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, a special message, and I hope everybody takes a look.
All right, so I announced 16 number one. It's 18 number one. This is the 18th time Bill O'Reilly has debuted as number one. Before I get to the book, and I want to talk about the whole Killing series and the new book, Killing the Killers, but as you watch today's headlines, all-time record gas prices again, and at the same time that's happening, Biden says no more gas leases, let me kill pipelines, all-time grocery prices, there's no baby formula, but there's plenty of baby formula, pallets being sent to the border to feed illegal alien children, none for American children, open borders, he wants to lift Title 42, crime rampant all over the United States, inflation wholesale index in April up the highest in about 40 years. It's falling apart. America's going under, or so it seems. What do you make of all this? Does this not seem like incompetence? To me, it seems like a purposeful, intentional attempt to take down capitalism and the United States by a very radical crew behind Joe Biden.
I see it a little bit differently than that. I just think Mr. Biden, if you know his history and you study what he did in the Senate for all those years, he's just not very smart. That's where you start. He's not a smart man, even in his prime. He didn't introduce problem-solving legislation. He was basically a guy who went with the wind. Now he's a diminished, not smart man. So when you add that up, not smart to begin with, and now he's operating at about 40% of capacity, you simply have a man who cannot run the country. So then people say, well, others will do it for him. And the others are just as bad as he is, I think. I mean, if you look at Mayorkas, the Homeland Security chief, he couldn't run a Motel 6, Wayne. I mean, this guy is just befuddled. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't articulate a problem-solving strategy because there is not one. So I say to Americans, look, we've been through this before.
Jimmy Carter.
But Biden's worse than Carter.
Yeah.
And worse.
We're in the worst shape I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this.
As long as the American people learn a lesson from this, that you may have not liked Donald Trump, but he governed effectively, especially in the economic arena. When he left office, inflation was 1.4%. And you had, of course, COVID that shut down the entire country. So when Biden gets up there and blames COVID or Putin, it's basically no one is believing that. Biden himself doesn't know what he's saying, Wayne, from sentence to sentence. He can't calibrate it. But anyone listening to this knows it isn't true. So it comes back to he is incompetent. He cannot run the country.
Yeah. When I had my Newsmax show, and you were on 3 days a week, by the way, with me on Newsmax, and I always loved your appearances, I used to get in trouble because the owner of the network used to call me and say, I just think you're too disrespectful to Joe Biden. You keep saying that he's brain dead. You keep saying he has dementia or Alzheimer's. You keep saying he doesn't know where he is. And this was in 19 and 20. I said, the man has dementia. He can't possibly serve as president of the United States. It's very clear he's got dementia now. So you got a guy at the controls, Bill, who isn't just incompetent and isn't just surrounded by radicals. He doesn't really know what he's doing or what he's saying anymore.
See, I don't think that's the argument to make, though. because we're not doctors, and I think you want to keep it in the fact-based realm. So the next vote is in November, and Americans are going to have to get rid of this whole crew. And I think they will, because the pain, the economic pain, is so dramatic that how could you possibly vote for, you know, anybody in Congress that is upholding this abhorrent regime? How? I mean, you're voting against your own well-being. So I think that will happen. And then Biden will pretty much sit there. He'll never get anything passed again. All the executive orders he writes will be challenged in the court. So he'll just be there for 2 years.
Let's hope. Let's hope. You have more faith in the election system than I do. I think we'll win in November, but I think we could have won bigger. There are a lot of states that are questionable whether they have election fraud. And some of the fraud's legalized, Bill. I'm not even saying it's illegal fraud. I'm saying if you have no voter ID and no signature match and lots of mail-in ballots and COVID seems to be coming back again, it hit a new record today in Las Vegas. They're claiming it's going to be bad this summer and this fall. Perfect timing for mail-in ballot election. Then it isn't going to be so simple and such a grand slam home run that we're going to have a monstrous victory in November. We may just eke it out or we may not even win. You just don't know. You can't count on that. So it scares the bejesus out of me. Who knows what's going to happen? I think we're going to win, but they're not going to rest easy. They're not going to just let us walk in there. I mean, you can't imagine that. They're going to be fighting. So, let's talk about your book.
All the polls, Wayne, say it's not even going to be a close race. And with this inflation today, the wholesale inflation, 11.3%, yeah, that assures inflation terror through Labor Day. So
yeah,
it's pretty much over at this juncture, no matter how much cheating they attempt to do.
Right. No, it's over with the people. We know that. You and I both agree on that.
Right.
The American people, no matter where I go, I speak to black people, Hispanic people, white people, middle class people, rich people, poor people. Pretty much everyone just has a disdain for Biden. So, I mean, we're going to win in November, assuming the vote is counted honestly. Let's talk about your new book, Killing the Killers, debuted at number one again. 18th time Bill O'Reilly has debuted at number one. All 11 books in the Killing series have debuted at number one. Your book about the American West, my gosh, I read that on a plane trip to and from Mar-a-Lago. I had my honeymoon. I went on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago about a month and a half ago, and I read your book on the way to and from Mar-a-Lago on the airplane, and it was one of the best books I've ever read in my life, and I could not put it down. I think it was called Killing Crazy Horse, right?
Crazy Horse, yeah.
Oh, great book.
I read Killing the Mob, because there's a lot of Las Vegas in that, and then, of course, I think Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, that will be the one that you like the best. And how we put this together, Wayne, is very interesting. So you know I'm a fact-based guy. That's what we do at BillO'Reilly.com, and that's the center of our operations on radio and television and in books. So I was able to convince a number of national security advisors going all the way back to General Petraeus in the Bush administration, all the way up to the end of Trump, to tell me exactly what they saw and did in various terror campaigns, like the assassination of Soleimani, like the crackdown and raid on al-Baghdadi's compound, like what really happened to bin Laden in Abbottabad, Pakistan. So we got all of that information. It's the best reporting I've ever done in my career. I've said that right from the jump. And I would say 80% of what you read, Wayne, and you're a guy who pays attention and you do this for a living, 80% of what you read in Killing the Killers, you don't know. That's how much information, new information we have in the book.
Very cool. And by the way, you didn't know this, but my two favorite topics in the whole world are the American West and of course, the mob. And you wrote the book on the American West, Killing Crazy Horse. Now you've got Killing the Mob, and now you've got Killing the Killers. I do love to read about terrorism as well. I love to read about the Civil War. Have you done a Killing about Civil War yet? I don't even know.
Yeah, Killing Lincoln, our first book. That is the best book on the Civil War you ever see. So pick that one up. You got a lot of reading to do, Wayne. It'll keep you in trouble, so that's a good thing.
You heard I love the mob, so you sent me the Killing the Mob just the other day. I just got it, and I put it in my book to get ready for my next plane trip, but you got to send me a copy of Killing Lincoln. I want to read about the Civil War. That's a big one for me. That's my other big topic in life. So you hit on everything. Listen, I'm just the average American. I'm a son of of a butcher, average American blue-collar son. So you hit on all the topics guys like me love. You know, the average New York blue-collar kid and the average Kansas blue-collar kid have in common. They love Civil War, American West, the mob, terrorism. Man, you just hit on every great topic. How successful, by the way, was President Trump in the war against terrorism? We got about a minute to go.
Very, very successful. The key thing that the Trump administration did was pour $1.2 trillion into the military. Nobody knows where that money went. We don't get a budget for it. Much of the money, Wayne, went to these unbelievable space weapons and to surveillance in space. Those weapons, when you see what happened to Soleimani when that hellfire waxed him, shot from a drone, it's going to amaze you. Putin and Xi do not have those weapons. That was the big Trump thing.
All right, Killing the Killers, the secret war against terrorists debuted at number one, 1 week out, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Bill O'Reilly has the magic touch as both an anchorman, as a host, but more importantly now as an author, 18 number-ranked books, number-one-ranked books, and 16 years number one on Fox News, number one on all of cable news. The guy has the magic touch. Unbelievable. Glad that he's a friend of Wayne on the Root. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Wayne, anytime. Good talking with you.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Conservative TV network. This is Wayne on the Roof, by the way. The Roots on Fire, coming to you from the house that Roof built here in Las Vegas. Broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. And a conservative TV network has asked me to come on tomorrow and talk about what's going on. And I said, yeah, I'd like to talk about what I call, I've named it, Biden's Blitzkrieg. Biden's Blitzkrieg, lightning fast takedown of the United States. Biden destroying this country, our military, our borders, middle class people with gas and grocery, hyperinflation, vaccine mandates, and now Babygate. No formula for American babies, but pallets of baby formula shipped to the border to give to illegals. Biden's blitzkrieg. It's incredible what's happening to the United States. Bill O'Reilly is a great guy. He is an American hero. He is one of my heroes. I don't lie about things like that. You know, he's one of the great conservative TV hosts ever. But that doesn't mean I don't think he's being naive. He just refuses to say the things that I say that I know are true. That Trump won the election, that the election was stolen, that there's massive voter fraud, and that this is a takedown of the United States by a man with dementia who is surrounded by radical communist traitors who want to destroy the country. He doesn't believe any of that. He thinks it's just incompetence, and that's naivete. There's nothing incompetence about gas prices going through the roof while the man kills oil leases and pipelines. There's nothing incompetent about opening the borders on purpose and waving everybody in. There's nothing incompetent about no baby formula for American babies, but pallets being sent to illegal aliens at the border for their babies. This is a purpose. They know exactly what they're doing. This is Cloward Piven when I was at Columbia. This is a takedown of the United States of America, a communist takedown of the United States, a communist attack, assault on the United States of America. And he doesn't want to say that. He refuses to say it. And I think it's because he's traditional, he's kind of rhino, he's with the moderates, he doesn't want to ever say anything that upsets anybody. And, you know, he just keeps writing number one books and makes millions and millions of dollars, so he's happy. But I see what's happening to the average middle class person and its destruction. That doesn't make him a bad person. Bill O'Reilly's a great, great man, and he's still one of my heroes. But he is so naive and so blind to what's actually happening to America. And he just can't allow himself to say the things that I say. I just tell the truth. I have no script on my show. You notice these shows on Fox were number one. How can I say, you know, anything bad about them? Number one 16 years in a row. That's amazing. No one will ever beat that record in the history of TV going forward, ever. Bill O'Reilly, the best ever. People obviously loved him. But They were highly scripted shows. My show has no script, no teleprompter, and no assistance. It's just me talking into a microphone. You know, I've got Chris O'Sullivan on the other end in Dallas telling me the timing of the show and who the guest is coming up. I've got Andrew Paul as my executive producer who books all the guests and takes care of all the advertisers and takes care of, you know, everything, every little thing about the show. But the only person who picks the topics and rants about them is me, with nobody in the room, just me, ranting about what I see and what are the most important articles. I put them in the order I want, and I just go attack. It's just me. Bill O'Reilly probably had 16 assistants, you know, and none of them are middle-class sons of butchers like I am. They don't understand how the middle class is suffering. They just can't see it. They don't understand it. As a matter of fact, the assistants that would work on a Sean Hannity show, a Bill O'Reilly show, a Tucker Carlson show, those assistants are all like 20-year-old girls who graduated Vassar and Columbia and Harvard, who know absolutely nothing about pain. They never grew up middle class. They're not middle class now. They make minimum wage as interns or PAs, and it doesn't matter. Mommy and daddy give them a $5,000 a month apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All their bills are paid as they've been paid since the day they were born. The best private schools and the best tutors to get into the best colleges and the best SAT courses and then the best colleges and then the best apartments in Manhattan paid for by mommy and daddy. While they work at Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, they know nothing about the real world, about opening a business, about creating jobs, or the pain of middle class, or what inflation does to average people. Nothing. So when you have 16 PAs walking around or interns walking around, they don't help you pick good stories. They don't help you write great commentaries. They don't know any of this stuff. They haven't lived it. I'm 60 years old, which means I graduated college 39 years ago. I've been through 39 years of war in the real world. I said the other day to my wife, Cindy, I said, you know, I've got PTSD. You know, I've always said every cop has PTSD and every military guy has PTSD, whether they know it or not. Come on, you've been in war. You got PTSD. You've been on rough streets in a bad neighborhood as a cop with people shooting at you and chasing bad guys, not knowing if you're going to get home to see your wife and kids. Of course you've got PTSD for the rest of your life. But so do all small businessmen and women. I don't think the corporate people have PTSD. But when you run your own small business and it's just you making every decision and everyone's out to get you, government, everybody else, that is PTSD. Every small business owner has PTSD. By the way, the sponsor of this show is Gold Gate Capital. If you can't see now, you got to own gold. Because if the country is melting down, the economy is melting down, the stock market's melting down, inflation is through the roof, and guess what? Bitcoin is melting down. Cyber coins are melting down. Everything having to do with anything except gold is melting down. You need gold. You need silver. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, I trust them. I buy from them. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.